This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Arvini Viraj
and Christine Wong.
We are asking you on Twitter, we have a poll: Malaysia will impose a digital tax on foreign online services in the year 2020. Will this help local businesses or stifle innovation? Christine, what's the poll looking like on Twitter?
Pretty much the same as last time. We got bring on the tax man at 31%. We've got protect local business at 21%. And I don't want to pay more at 48% still. Because Malaysians are cheap.
Majority of us still don't want to pay more, but we want more.
Yeah.
Over on WhatsApp, we have a message from Maggie Best, who says that paying tax is giving back to society. There should be a give and take, especially for those who are making money.
Yeah, which
is true.
Yeah, on Instagram, November Blaze says, stifling innovation. Because, yeah, you know, you may look at it in that way, because we've got an influx of, you know, just so many foreign digital services, your Spotify's, your Netflix, even your e-commerce stores that come in here. They don't actually have a presence here. They may have a presence around the region, but not necessarily in Malaysia. And we use it. We pay for these services. We buy things from there. And, you know, it's enabled us to actually get the things that we've always dreamed of buying or subscribing or watching or consuming. But now it's like, it's now going to change. And it goes back to the point where the local platforms have to get up to speed and get up to game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but do you think like Spotify and Netflix and all are going to stop coming in? Like streaming services stop coming in
because
of the tax?
No,
they'll come in. They'll find a way.
It's pennies to them, though.
Yeah.
They'll find a way.
They'll still be here.
Yeah. Even if they can't afford it, like if they can't pay for the tax, if it's too much for them and all, then they'll just put the cost on us and we will still pay for it.
I will still pay.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't mind paying tax. I just worry about where the tax goes. That's all that it is.
Yes,
really.
That is true. Anyways, let's move on to China, because they have begun rolling out a new surveillance software capable of recognizing people simply by the way you walk. It's called the gait recognition. It's a new technology that is developed by Chinese AI firm called Wattrix. It's a matrix, but the M is, you know, flipped upside down. So Wattrix.
Fun.
It's capable of identifying individuals from the shape and movement of their silhouette from up to about 50 meters away, even if your face is hidden. The system is currently being used by the police in Beijing and Shanghai, and adds to, you know, China has the world's largest CCTV cameras, like 170 million CCTV cameras in the entire China itself. That's just a lot of cameras.
Right.
Yeah, so the software can be used on footage from standard CCTV cameras, so it doesn't have to be a new CCTV camera. However, it doesn't work in real time. Instead, the footage, once it's it will be analyzed once it's recorded, it takes about 10 minutes before they can identify that individual. Now, the thing is, though, that I found which was a little bit uncomfortable was when the Wattrix CEO Huang Yongzhen, he told the AP that you don't need people's cooperation for us to be able to recognize their identity. A gait analysis can't be fooled by simply limping or walking with a splayed feet or, you know, hunching over,
right?
Because we're analyzing all the features of the entire body. I don't know, though. I think you may want to just ask people about it first.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I mean, asking people is one thing. I think, you know, surveillance happens without people's consent on a daily basis, which is, that's kind of what we just have to live with now. My question is more like, I don't really understand why they need this.
Apparently, it's to catch criminals.
Here's the thing, right? And I understand that they're saying they can analyze all your movements and stuff, but you can just do a funny walk. Like, this is... Walking is one of the easiest things to change about yourself and your behavior. If you're really that serious about not getting caught, you know, there's a whole Monty Python sketch about funny walking, okay? So, like, it's not difficult to maneuver that. Or, for example, if you know that you're going to go outside, don't walk. Take a taxi or something like that.
But he's saying you can't change your walk. He said even if you limp, it'll still be able to limp.
But there are different ways of changing your body language.
I guess you just constantly have to stick to that weird walk that you every day. You got to just find
or
a new way
your walk
of walking.
Every day. You know what I mean? No, but like, you know,
it's so hard to live then, if they're
really searching for criminals, then at this point the criminals just have to take the precautions at this point. But my point is really, out of all the data that could be used to actually find people who've done bad things. This is the weirdest data. You know, I understand your face. I understand your age, your shopping behaviors.
Do criminals walk differently?
Yeah. Like, what's... I don't quite understand why they're doing this specifically.
Yeah.
Unless they're a smooth criminal, then they moonwalk. See?
Yay, so we got there.
They have raised more than 100 million yuan, which is about 60 million ringgit, in order to develop and commercialize this surveillance technology. Now, in other countries which this type of software is being researched, includes Japan, the UK, even in the US as well. But, you know, China has actually gone through in using this in Beijing and Shanghai because, you know, they're just unencumbered when it comes to, you know, privacy concerns. And they just don't look at it in the same way as these other countries do. So previous surveillance initiative include the so-called Spybird program that uses a dove-like drones that we've talked about it before. It's, you know, to monitor populations from the skies above. And then, of course, there's that big one that's looming around them, the social credit system. That's, you know, according to a government document, it's stating it's aimed at reinforcing the idea that keeping trust is glorious and breaking trust is disgraceful. That's according to the official government document. So it's apparently set to be fully operational by the year 2020, the social credit system. And it will program, you know, ranks and citizens by their behavior, such as your parking violations, your, you know, whether you jaywalk. And I guess, you know, even this now, this new gate surveillance as well, right? In order to just determine who is most worthy of, you know, best social housing or, you know, schooling for their children. You get the best loans and the best deals and maybe get a tax break as well from you know, from the government itself, because you are a good citizen. You've got a good score rating, which is very much like an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, I was about to say, that doesn't sound dystopian at all. At all. No, but in all seriousness, you know, for this particular thing, I think, you know, show me a criminal you've caught using gate surveillance, and then we'll see about that. We'll see if I agree.
Human Rights Watch researcher Maya Wong said that this is chilling.
Yeah, and I agree.
Think, yeah, if you could describe one word for the surveillance, chilling is the right word. Yeah, not the chill kind of way.
Yeah.
No,
but you know what I want to know? I want to know if they are doing the same thing in other countries, but they just can't be as open about it because, you know, China's open about these things. They don't care. If they do surveillance, then they're saying, yes, we do surveillance. This is how we catch people.
They're more open about it.
Yeah, but in the West, it's slightly different because if you say something like this, then, you know, there's a lot of backlash, a public backlash. They don't like being, you know, put under like a microscope kind of thing. But is it not happening or are they just not talking about it? That's I would be interested to know.
Fair enough.
You know, in Singapore, whenever I do go down to Singapore, I actually feel a little bit like, you know, conscious about everything that you do because there's CCTVs everywhere in Singapore as well, right? So, you know, you could do so many things with CCTVs, but really the way you walk...
I walk differently with different shoes on, so I don't really know how they're going to analyze that.
Anyways, we're asking you, Malaysia will be imposing the digital tax for online foreign services in the year 2020. We're running a poll on BFM's Twitter account. It's at BFM Radio. You could also get in touch with us on Instagram at BFM Radio or on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. This is Dancing in the Moonlight by Top Loader, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.